From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. As the U.S. has pulled back from the Middle East, withdrawing troops most notably, a new power broker is trying to move in, Russia. In the last few years, Russia, with its vast oil reserves, has worked its way into the good graces of OPEC and Saudi Arabia. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports on how this all came about.
The new story of Russia and the Middle East began in West Texas. About 3 years ago, American drill rigs were producing so much oil that the world had too much. Prices cratered from $115 a barrel down to $35. The Saudi Arabian crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, went looking for a partner to help stabilize prices. Enter Russia. Russia scholar Angela Stent at Georgetown is the author of Putin's Russia.
Mr. Putin and Mohammed bin Salman happened to be at a conference in Shanghai. They started to talk about how can we keep the price of oil higher and should we be limiting production?
They agreed yes. And success. Prices have risen to more than $70 today. And now there's talk of a permanent alliance between OPEC and Russia.
This really is unprecedented. It's also led to Russian arms sales to Saudi Arabia and to Saudi promises of up to $10 billion of investment in Russia.
Stent says all this helps Russia play the role of a great power in the Middle East. Now it's making energy investments with the governments of Iran, Iraq, Libya, Turkey, and Egypt, where it's building nuclear plants, says economist Carol Knackley at Crystal Energy.
1 ruble invested abroad in nuclear industry, they bring back just under 2 rubles back to the Russian economy, and they create almost 25,000 jobs back home.
Energy diplomacy has enhanced Russia's influence in the region, just as the U.S. is pulling back after years of military engagement.
I come from the Middle East, and I remember chatting with some people there. They felt that America is turning its back on its old allies, and they found comfort in the new ally that is Russia.
For Moscow, analysts say this new relationship in the Mideast ticks a lot of boxes. Energy deals, access to a warm water port, political influence.
What's important for the Russians from their cultural point of view is presence.
Theodor Karasik is a Russian and Mideast fellow at the Jamestown Foundation, a research group.
This is part of how they advertise themselves, that Russia is on the correct side of history while the West is not. This type of thinking appeals to many Arab leaders.
This new relationship showed up at the G20 summit in Argentina last winter. Putin and the Saudi crown prince performed a chuckling, high-five, besties handshake that went viral. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.